Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A baby died in a wrong-way hit-and-run crash in Brooklyn last night. Now, this happened just before 6:30 p.m. The car was going the wrong way on Gates Avenue and Vanderbilt Avenue in Clinton Hill. It hit a car and three people, a 32-year-old woman, her 3-month-old baby in a stroller, and a 38-year-old man. The baby was thrown from the stroller and died at the hospital. The mother is critical. The man is said to be stable. Hit-and-run driver and passenger both tried to run. The passenger arrested but not charged. The driver still on the loose. Investigation, police say, is continuing. A man backed his SUV into a 73-year-old woman on a Manhattan street yesterday, and she died. Police say the 51-year-old man was sitting in the parked SUV at the corner of 66th Street and Amsterdam Avenue when he reversed and hit Ilsa Falcone. She was in the intersection. She was taken to Mount Sinai, and doctors could not save her. The driver stayed on the scene. Police are still investigating. At Ground Zero.
I'll see you in my dreams.
A surprising and moving performance from Bruce Springsteen at the ceremony in the city where families came out for the reading of the names.
There were bagpipes and a police and fire honor guard, as well as a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner by the Young People's Chorus of New York City. And the names of those killed in the terrorist attack were read aloud. As usual, it was a very solemn ceremony, although perhaps not as intense as in the past. Carol Durant attended the ceremony to support a friend who lost a close cousin that day. Durant remarked that for some, the emotions are still very raw.
For some people, the pain is just so real. Like, you could just hear, you know, the folks, you know, who are up on the stand, you know, talking about their, you know, their loved ones, and it just feels like they're still in pain. And it's just, it's something, you know, never leaves you.
Presidents Biden, Obama, and Clinton, along with their wives, attended, so security was extremely tight. And there were first responders, people who had come from around the country to help after the attack. They said they came again to acknowledge the brotherhood they feel so that no one will ever forget. Carol DiIore, 1010 Winds, at the 9/11 Memorial Ceremony.
Mayor de Blasio attended the Staten Island Postcards Memorial later in the day.
Everyone you love is watching down, and they're smiling because of what you have done one for another. They're smiling because you lived up to all their hopes and dreams for you.
There are memorials at the other 9/11 sites as well in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
George W. Bush, who was president at the time, told those at the Flight 93 National Memorial that Americans learned much about themselves that day.
We learned that bravery is more common than we imagined, emerging with sudden splendor in the face of death.
It's believed the terrorists wanted to crash into the U.S. Capitol.
The terrorists soon discovered that a random group of Americans is an exceptional group of people.
Vice President Kamala Harris told the crowd 20 years later, too many have deeply felt the passage of time.
Please know your nation sees you, and we stand with you, and we support you.
Both also encouraged Americans to put aside their political differences in the spirit of what they saw after 9/11. I'm Julie Walker.
There's also service at the Pentagon. Former President Trump did not attend the official services, but he did stop by police and fire stations near Trump Tower yesterday. One officer asked him if he planned to run again.
I mean, it's an easy question.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know what I'm going to do, but we're not supposed to be talking about it yet from the standpoint of campaign finance laws, which frankly are ridiculous. Okay, you want to know the truth. but we have to live with it. But I think you're going to be happy.
Former president was set to provide boxing commentary at Imagine Florida last night. The city's sports teams marked the solemn day as well.
One of the things that stood out from Saturday's pregame ceremony was the Yankees and Mets standing side by side on both foul lines for the national anthem, and that sense of we're all in this together that so many of us felt 20 years ago.
I enjoyed seeing people out there supporting each other. I enjoyed the love of country. I enjoyed the camaraderie amongst the police, the fire, the sanitation, everybody. It's nice to see that. And again, the Yankee fans and the Met fans were all getting along, so it was nice to see.
That's Yankee fan Billy from Long Island, who was happy that his team won 8-7 and stopped a 7-game losing streak. But he added it was a bittersweet win. Mark Renee, 10-10 wins. That's Citi Field.
There were more than words of thanks from Governor Hochul to the first responders in the city yesterday.
A big thank you from Governor Hochul to the men and women of the National Guard.
What you do when you take your oaths and you put on this uniform is far, far, far more courageous.
Especially on this day, 20 years ago, she says, when the National Guard mobilized to protect New York. The governor also showed her appreciation to all first responders on and after 9/11.
I will continue to have your backs because you have ours every single day, and to ensure that you are not just recognized in word, but also in deed.
She did so by signing 3 bills, increasing 9/11 benefits and expanding who is eligible by redefining who is a first responder. Darius Radzi is 10-10 Wins at the Javits Center.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.